As we prepare ourselves for our time around the Lord's table, I want to draw our attention to a passage that reminds us of God's mercy to sinful men. Please turn with me in your Bibles to Romans 5, Romans chapter 5. I'm going to begin reading from verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we exult in the hope of the glory of God. Down to verse 6. While we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man, someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Christ. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. What we see in this passage is that it's God's love that compels him to extend mercy towards the unworthy, the sinful man. Three times in this passage we read about man's sinful condition. In verse 6, we read that man is helpless. He is unable and uninterested to change his position before God. In verse 8, we see that man's identity is bound up in his sinfulness. God actually identifies that man as a sinner. And then in verse 10, we find that man is actively opposed to God. God describes that man as an enemy of God. Verse 9, we see what God's response to this man is in his sinful condition. It is holy, unrelenting wrath against that man. Our holy God is a merciful God, and that's the good news. He extends mercy to one who is so deserving of God's wrath and judgment against him. In verse 8, we see how he does this. He does this by sending his Son to a cross, and on that cross, Jesus gave his life to satisfy God's wrath against sinful men. But not for all sinful men. Jesus gave his life to satisfy God's wrath against those men that have faith that recognizes Jesus Christ himself as the only mediator between sinful man and a holy God. Now, the evidences of a person who possesses that saving faith are given for us in verses 3 through 5 in this passage. We see that one with saving faith perseveres through trials. We see that they have character that comes about as a result of persevering through those trials. We see they have a hope. This hope is not wishful thinking. This hope is a certain belief that God is faithful to redeem those who've placed their trust in Christ. And finally, we read that those that possess saving faith have a love for God. This is a love for God that is not one that man worked up from himself. This is a love that is much, much better. This is a love that God gave him. It was poured out into that man by the Holy Spirit who actually regenerated that man. If you're here today and you embrace that Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord because of the finished work on the cross that he performed on your behalf, we invite you to join with us as we celebrate the Lord's table together. Take a moment to ponder the Lord's mercy and his kindness to you to give you faith to believe that Jesus Christ is your only mediator between yourself and a holy God. If you're here today and Jesus Christ is not your Savior and your Lord, you do not believe that Jesus Christ is your only hope before you, we encourage you just to take the elements and pass them by. We also encourage you to examine your own life and examine closely what you're placing your trust in before a holy God. This passage tells us that Jesus Christ is your only hope. There is nothing that a believer, that a Christian loves to do more than to share with others the good news that God has given to them. That is belief in Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you're here today and you don't possess that belief, the elders would love to talk with you. Anyone next to you would love to talk with you afterwards about how it is that we come to believe in Jesus Christ. So as the men come forward, take the elements on your own, and when everybody has received, I'll close our time together.